Are dietary guidelines helping Americans be healthier? That answer coming up on This Land of Ours. It was 1980 when former Agriculture Secretary Bob Berglund instituted the first dietary guidelines for Americans.
We are simply trying to advise people on how to stay healthy through a proper diet.
Today, current Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is still saying the same thing.
We're not telling people what to eat. We're giving them a guide.
But how is that working out for us? Most experts say not so well.
The U.S. population is nowhere near to consuming the USDA food pattern that we've been talking about.
These conditions are not new. They've persisted for 25 years or more.
Consumers were asked to rate the nutritional content of their diet 23 years ago and again in 2014.
What we found is that people were much less likely to say that their diet was very good or excellent in the later years as opposed to the earlier years.
USDA analyst Christian Gregory says people do seem to know more about nutrition.
So what has changed, it seems like, is the perception. So they're getting a more accurate perception of their diets. People are more aware of the nutritional guidance that is being offered by the USDA or that is kind of now becoming more general.
Dietary guidelines will be updated once again in 2015, as they have been every 5 years since 1980, in the hope that it will not only help Americans be more aware of healthy eating, but actually do it. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.